just thinking about the pandemic, it seems like, just anecdotally from what I've been hearing, this is a stressor on people's lives in multiple ways. So I'm imagining you're probably seeing more domestic violence than usual.
Yeah, we've definitely seen an increase of people reaching out to seek WAVE services. We've actually hired an additional advocate to help out with some of the increase in calls. Thanks to some CARES Act funds, we were able to hire an additional staff person to help out because it just became kind of overwhelming with everything. Initially in March, when I think things were really just first happening, there was a lull. We actually had a drop in calls, and then we seen an increase happening probably starting in April, and it hasn't really slowed down since. And I think not only have we seen an increase in people reaching out, but the severity of calls, I think, is also something that has changed. So people are needing more services rather than maybe just like one time calling, but it's more ongoing and complex cases.
Well, let's get into a couple of the events you have planned. Who would like to field the question of which what you have coming up? I think a couple of things this upcoming week, right? Amanda?
I'll let Amanda take that one.
I'm happy to. Joe, we have a several events that are coming up over the next couple of weeks. Last week, we hosted an event, an activity rather. It's Rocks of Hope for Survivors, where we placed rocks outside of Anchor Properties, the museum, and WAVE, where people in the community were invited to write messages and designs of hope on rocks that, after we collect all of them, will then spread out around Petersburg. And so we had really amazing participation in that, and we're so thankful. We still have more rocks. And again, we're going to place those around Petersburg for everyone in the community to read, and especially for victims and survivors to really read those.
And then it looks like you're encouraging people to wear purple on the 22nd on Thursday.
Exactly, yes. And that is a national call to action. It is Wear Purple Day, and we're calling it Wear Purple Thursday. I think it's important to mention, when we wear purple on this day, it's good to know that we're doing this in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we're encouraging people not only to wear purple, but also to learn a little bit more about domestic violence, and even to check out the WAVE website just to see a little bit of the services that we offer. And if someone compliments you on anything that you're wearing purple, please let them know why you're wearing that color.
And there's something even later on the week, Shine a Light on Domestic Violence. What's that event?
Exactly. So Shine a Light on Domestic Violence Walk, this activity is primarily to engage the community to learn more about domestic violence and the services offered by WAVE. And so we are going to set up this really great walk that starts at the Firelight Gallery, and it will end at WAVE. And what we'll have is 14 signs on 14 different storefronts with questions, again, about domestic violence and about the services that WAVE offers. And the answers will only be visible through using a black light, which will provide the point of using the black light to uncover those messages that really represents that domestic violence is not always visible. So I thought it was really important to bring up that point.
Well, let's see. Let's go to Stephanie next. Are there ways that people in the community can still volunteer their time or other resources, even though there are restrictions on in-person contact and all that stuff these days?
There are many ways to volunteer, but the need that we see most right now is in our advocacy helpline, our 24-hour line. So the office hours for us are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then after that, we, between us and our volunteers, we staff the 24-hour line for people to be able to call in at any time to receive help from us. And we are needing some help there. We provide all of the training for free, and the training is done online as well. And it's pretty self-paced, and then you can sign up for whatever shifts, days, hours that you are able to help provide coverage. And we are extremely flexible in that. And my position is to work with the volunteers, and I love seeing how everyone has a unique way to look at things and way to proceed forward with things. So I would love to welcome some fresh faces and fresh ideas.
Okay. And so those volunteers would basically be answering the WAVE phone in off hours and directing people to resources that they might would need?
Yep. Either directing them to the resources or setting up a time for the participant to call back to reach a staffed advocate as well, so that we can help provide services further